Welcome to the Dynasty Dugout Show, a podcast covering all things minor league baseball. Get a front row seat to the action with everything you need to know about the future stars of Major League Baseball. And now, here's your host, Chris Clegg.
Welcome into the Dynasty Dugout Show. Today is Monday, February the 10th. We're here to talk about baseball, and today specifically, Dynasty Fantasy Baseball. Our first team reported pitchers and catchers. The Cubs have reported as of yesterday, Sunday the 9th. A lot of teams have players reporting early. I saw a lot of good video from Red Sox camp this morning. Garrett Crochet, a couple guys out there throwing, so that's been fun to see. I'm just excited baseball's back. Before we know it, spring training games will be here. Fantasy drafts are hitting full swing right now. Maybe you're just picking back up from fantasy football and watching football. Super Bowl is now over. I'm going to talk about rebuilding a dynasty roster today. This is a topic that's tough. This is a topic that I don't necessarily love talking about because it's touchy for people. Everybody gets attached to the prospects. Look, I get it. I'm a prospect guy. I love going scouting and evaluating prospects. Like, prospects are my thing. I went to over 70 games last year. I didn't go to a single Major League Baseball game last year. I went to 70 minor league games, college games, high school games, you name it. Like, I love prospects. So I get it. I get the idea that you want to hug prospects tightly. I get that hitting on the guys can really pay off. But it's so risky when rebuilding a roster to just trade for young players. I have a list or rankings for rebuilding teams. Here's the thing. It's usable to an extent. If you're in a rebuild, like, obviously you're evaluating young players more than older players. It's what it is. But you're not just selling off a Jose Altuve for nothing because you're rebuilding. So I want to talk about some tips and tricks. Like, I'm going to link the rankings in the description below. There's also a written description for this on how to rebuild a team. I kind of go through that process. My frustration is I always get questions. Hey, Chris, I'm rebuilding. Should I trade young, good player? Like, should I trade a 27-year-old Austin Riley for prospects? My thing is, if you can't rebuild a roster in 2 years, then you're doing it wrong. Honestly, you can flip a roster in a year if you're active. It's not that hard to do. And if you're trading for 18-year-old players constantly, then yeah, you're going to be an eternal rebuild. So here's the thing. League type matters. League size also matters. So these things are certainly something to pay attention to. The shallower the league, you shouldn't be rebuilding at all. If you're in a 10-team dynasty league, you should never rebuild. You should play to win all the time because you can pick up prospects on the wire that are constantly replenishing your farm. Trade those top guys, really only roster proximity guys. And the other problem is in a 30-team, let's go to on the other extreme, 10-team to a 30-team league. If you're trying to rebuild in a 30-team league, you're probably getting stuck in an eternal rebuild. Most won't agree with me, but every 30-team league I've been in folds within a couple years because the competitive imbalance is just so bad. The rebuilding teams trade away their good players to the top teams. They constantly have prospects that are failing. They can never rebuild without a lot of luck involved because prospects fail. And then you're in the eternal state of rebuilding. It just kills the team. Just is what it is. So, what's the strategy for rebuilding? Here's some good tips when we're looking at a rebuild on what I would do. In general, you should fade pitching. I mean, it just is what it is. Look at the top-ranked pitchers year over year, and there's not a lot of consistency on the MLB side. Sure, you've had your consistent guys. It happens, but also a lot of top guys kind of go through cycles. They fade. Like, they're good 1 year, they're down the next. Like, it just is what it is for pitchers. Guys go down with TJ. You trade for a young Spencer Strider. Goes down with TJ. You trade for Yuri Perez. He goes, like, those things happen. So it's tough with pitching. So if you're in a rebuild, here's what I like to say. Don't necessarily go and trade for pitchers, especially pitching prospects. Everybody wants to trade for the top pitching prospects. Everybody wants Andrew Painter. They want Bubba Chandler. They want Jackson Job. But those guys cost an astronomical amount. For all we know, they could come up, get hurt. They could come up and something happened and they struggle. Don't trade for the top pitching prospects. There are guys that pop up every single year, and picking up pitching prospects on the wire is the most important thing that you can do. Hear me out on that. Be active on the waiver wire and you will rebuild much faster, years faster than you could. I look at this process and think that I look at the top pitching prospects. Like, let me just pull up my pitching prospect rankings and let's talk some guys that you could just pick up. You could have picked up on the wire last year. Obviously, the big five, like my top five, Chandler, Joe, Painter, Dolander, Schultz, those weren't guys you picked up on the wire. But Quinn Matthews could have been picked up on the wire in nearly every league. He wasn't drafted in most FYPDs. Thomas White was drafted. He was some buzz, but he was still like a back end. I think he was a comp round pick, so into the first round. Kumar Rocker, everybody was out on him. Very few stayed on him. If you did, props to you. You could have picked him up. Travis Sakura, while I drafted him FYPDs, most didn't love him. Alejandro Rosario, nobody touched him in FYPD. Let's keep going down the list. Thomas Harrington, you could probably pick him up on the wire. Brandon Sproat was a waiver wire pickup. Yoan Susana had hype, but at some point he was probably a waiver wire pick. Caden Dana more than certainly was a waiver wire pick. Ricky Tiedemann got some buzz going into like his FYPD season after he got drafted with some offseason gains, but could have picked him up. Teen Kentz, another one, waiver wire pickup. Jonah Tong, waiver wire pickup. Jacob Mizorowski was picked. Cade Horton was picked. AJ Smith-Shawver, waiver wire pickup. Logan Evans, waiver wire pickup. Luis Perales, waiver wire pickup. Brody Hopkins, Santiago Suarez, Logan Henderson, Gary Gill-Hill, Luis Morales, Grant Taylor, Jackson Ferris. All right, I'm going to stop there. You get the point. Be active. Pick up hot pitching prospects. If you want to keep them, that's fine. If you want to flip them, that's fine too. Don't go trade for the top pitching prospects. It's not worth doing. If you want to trade for pitching prospects right now, trade for the guys that are hurt, coming off down years, post-hype guys. Like, I'm looking at trading for Ricky Tiedemann, Cade Horton, Christian Scott types. Like, that's what I'm trading for. If you are rebuilding a dynasty roster, you do not need relievers on your team. You just don't. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, you have good relievers on your team when you're looking to compete. If it's a saves-only league, closers are valuable. Trade them. Get something in return. They're hot commodities. The best time to trade a closer, though, is we get to midseason, get to the trade deadline. You have teams in contention that need that boost in saves if you're in a roto league. Trade them to those teams. That's where you're getting the return. Catchers are volatile year to year. I mean, look at how catchers age. I mean, they just don't age well. Had our top guys at the top for, I mean, it's been pretty consistent, but I typically think if you have a top catcher that's older, trade him. Like, if you have Real Muto, trade him. I know his value's down, but if you have Sal Perez, trade him. Like, you can find catchers. Catchers are better than ever now. Like, you look at the catching market for fantasy, it's better than ever.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Here's my qualm with rebuilding. Do not trade for prospects, especially like 18-year-old prospects. I think when you hear the word rebuild, like everybody's mind goes to prospects. They're like, I've got to trade for these prospects. I've got to get this prospect. No, you don't. Like, that's a bad idea, because if you pick up prospects on the waiver wire, you're going to be successful more often than not. Guys rise, guys fall. If you are rebuilding, like, honestly, I think it's a dumb idea to trade for like a Roman Anthony. I think it's a dumb idea to trade for Jason Dominguez. Why? Because if those guys come up and struggle in the majors, their value is going to tank. Like, think about how the perceived value on Kobe Mayo was dropped. Like, people think Mayo is bad now. Like, people don't want anything to do with Kobe Mayo. It's crazy. That's the problem. Guys, prospects that struggle out of the gate, their value tanks. Your return on the investment, it's like you picked up that hot stock and it all of a sudden tanked. You bought into that hot meme coin that everything's going crazy about now and everybody wants. And guess what? You're losing money on the investment. Just is what it is. Trading for the top dogs doesn't typically work. Sure, sometimes you hit and sometimes you get the major return. Like, I mean, if you traded for a Corbin Carroll or Gunnar Henderson a few years ago, you got the return you wanted. Julio Rodriguez, yeah, you got the return you wanted if you traded for them when they were prospects. But there's risk involved, because it doesn't always work out immediately, and sometimes it takes guys a little bit longer to develop. So trading for post-hype prospects is kind of the way to go. Like, look at guys that have struggled in the majors. I honestly think that the buying opportunities for young players is those guys that came up and struggled. Also, I like to trade. If I'm going to trade for a young guy, I'm going to trade for a young player that's had success or some success in the majors. Now, the cost is, it's going to cost you, but I think that's where some of the value is too. Like, if you look at some of the younger players, like, you can get value from some young MLB players that have stepped in and performed. So if I'm trading for a prospect, like, what do I want? Like, what am I looking for? Well, obviously, it's guys that I think can rise. Like, I write a lot about breakout prospects. I write a lot about sleeper prospects. Those that aren't really getting the buzz that I think they deserve based on the underlying data, based on live looks, etc. So buying low on some guys, you know, like Arjun Namala is a great buy this offseason. Namala, I've written about him extensively. I mean, he had his struggles early in the year, former cricket player. His swing just didn't work, like, and it wasn't going to work. He struggled, went to the dev list. He came back and looked the part. He's a good buy right now. And Jacob Melton, he's 24 years old, but he's got a really strong power speed blend. He's good in the outfield, and the Astros outfield sucks. Like, that's a prospect to trade for because it's not going to cost you a lot. Jacob Melton's a great trade target. Aiden Miller's a good trade target. I think his value could only rise. Like, looking down my list, I mean, there's some names of players that you can certainly buy low on too, like Ronnie Mauricio. His knee's kind of jacked up, which worries me. Like, he had a second surgery. Like, that's the kind of post-hype guy that I want to target. AJ Smith-Shawver, still a great target, in my opinion. AJ Smith-Shawver's stuff improved significantly in 2024. He's worked on a couple new pitches this offseason. So, breaking news there, if the Braves let him use those new pitches, he might thrive. So, I'm excited to see what he brings to the table, talking to some people in his camp. You know, I mean, guys that don't have the buzz that are talented, like, those are the players that I want to target. Also target guys that have all the skills but just need a little tweak. Justin Crawford's not a guy I've ever been high on because he hits the ball on the ground so much, but he's a tweak away from being a real power speed threat. I mean, Crawford hits the ball hard, and he's got elite speed. He's got good contact skills. Like, he could be a table setter. Bryce Matthews, if he cleans up the contact a little bit, that's a stock that's going through the roof. Nick York, there's your post-type guy. York was traded from Boston to Pittsburgh. York had a really strong underlying data last year. He popped off significantly. Talk about players with skills that have struggled. Spencer Jones, like, trade for a Spencer Jones, why his value is really low. You're going to whiff, but you'd much rather whiff on a guy that you paid way less for than a guy that you paid top value for and struggled. So that's my strategy. And I think that picking up those pitchers off the waiver wire is very, very important. Like, that's where the value is. Prospects pop up every single year. You can get good value by just playing the waiver wire. You don't have to just trade your MLB players for prospects. There is good value in the wire. Staying active in a rebuild is huge. I think you can flip a dynasty roster in a year if you're doing it right. It's hard, especially if you're in multiple leagues, but at the same time, like, just being active is huge. I mean, I think that that's where the value is, honestly. Rebuilding a team can be done quickly. I don't think you have to take, you know, people look at rebuilds and they want to take like 5 years. That's absurd to me. How do you succeed? Well, also, I think that you look at the fact that you should balance your prospect roster. You should have guys that have different ETAs. You should have guys that have 2025 ETA. You should have guys with 2026, 2027. If you want to roster the DSL guys, that's fine, but have a balance. If you're just trying to roster all the young guys you're hoping that turn into stars, you are going to fail. So be active. Have balance. Don't trade for pitching prospects. Don't trade young stars. I've got people that ask me if they should trade, like, young established players that are like top 20 dynasty aspects for prospects. Never do that. Like, that gets me fired up. If you're trying to trade away Julio Rodriguez to get prospects, then you're going to rebuild forever, and you're never going to win. We play the game to win. I get having prospects is fun. There's nothing more fun to me than having a prospect that graduates on my roster and then comes up and is an MLB star. But at the same time, we play the game to win. If you're just hugging prospects, if you're trading for prospects constantly, if you're moving 23-year-old MLB players for prospects, you aren't ever going to win. I'm sorry to tell you. So hold on to those guys. Just be active, guys. Don't make dumb choices. Set a rebuild target year. I mean, you should be able to flip a roster within 2 years at minimum. Like, one-year rebuilds are possible, but you can rebuild in 2 years. Just be active. That's all I can tell you. I've repeated that a lot, but this is a short episode, but I just want to kind of put this in. I'm going to link the rebuild rankings and some tips there as well. But that's just been on my mind because I get a lot of questions about that. Chris, I'm rebuilding. Like, should I trade this player for prospects? No. Like, if you have 25 and under MLB players, trading them is a dumb idea. They haven't even hit peak yet. So if you have any questions about rebuild, just ask me. Like, I'm an open book. I'll answer questions. But just think about those things I mentioned. I think that'll help you a ton. It's been another edition of the Dynasty Dugout Show. We will see you tomorrow.